It's straight up at 10 o'clock this morning, and we're expecting a sunny and hot weekend here in Laguna Beach. And sunny and hot always means beaches for us. Our beaches are closed. The city beaches are closed. But yesterday we learned that the county is keeping county beaches open. I want to discuss that with Captain Rachel Johnson from the Laguna Beach Police Department. She is here with us right now. Good morning, Captain Johnson. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Good. Good to talk to you. Thank you for calling in. And again, always, we appreciate your service to the community. So it is going to be sunny and hot and county beaches are open. What's the plan for the police department this weekend?
Our plan is to continue to maintain the closures here in Laguna Beach and really just address any issues as they come up with regard to parking problems and things like that. I know that this hot weather is going to, that's what we do here in Southern California, especially if you're in a coastal city or you live close. You want to go to the beach. You want to cool off. We're just asking everyone not to do that, to continue to maintain the closures, because when we bring more people into the city for the beach, those people don't just come to the beach and go home. They go to our stores, and they really will really be challenged to maintain that social and physical distancing. We've been working so hard on the flatten the curve. So our plan, we're gonna have officers and marine safety officers out as well to maintain the closures and keep public safety. And our plan is just to continue to do what we've been doing and continue to maintain our beach closures.
And do we still have access to blocking off access to the county beaches? Do we still have that power to block off the access to those beaches?
Well, the county closed all their beach access points on their own.
Okay.
So the county beach access points are still closed. Those are going to remain closed.
Okay.
So, and I believe those are going to be staffed this weekend with personnel from the county. So while the county beaches are open, the entrances are closed. And those are closed by the county.
Okay. And some neighborhoods in South Laguna are worried about the fact that, you know, when it gets warm, the South Laguna neighborhoods get filled up with cars. Are we going to have additional parking enforcement in South Laguna this weekend?
We're going to have additional parking enforcement in the city in general. And we've already had some discussions in the police department about where we're going to concentrate those patrols and where we're going to have extra patrols, because we're members of the community. We understand that some people are going to be more impacted by this parking problem than others. And so we are going to pay attention to it. We already have a plan to have additional people out to ensure that everybody is getting what they need and that people aren't unduly impacted.
Okay.
That being said, if there's a problem, call our non-emergency number, and we'll be more than happy to send a parking services officer or a police officer out to assist.
Okay, and you mentioned calling the non-emergency number, and that brought a thought to mind this past week. We have been hunkering down, and people have been staying at home a lot. Is the police department seeing a rise in domestic violence calls?
You know, we're not. We're very fortunate. There are cities that are experiencing increases, but we're not. But what we are experiencing increases are those crimes of opportunity. People taking items from vehicles as they're parked on the street, whether they're locked or unlocked, there's visible property in the car. And we're seeing those kind of theft from autos on the rise. So certainly I'm grateful that we're all being kind to each other. We're not seeing more batteries, be they just regular batteries or domestic batteries. But we are seeing crimes of opportunity, because when people are going out there, not necessarily as mindful as they were, because we're all out of our routines, and we're seeing a lot of theft from vehicles. So if they're going to remember, take all your valuables out of your vehicle, and or put them somewhere in the vehicle where they're not visible, especially if you're going somewhere and you're going to walk away from your car, make sure you put those valuables somewhere hidden before you arrive at your destination so no one sees you do it.
It seems like such an easy thing. It seems so logical that we would all do it, but a lot of us don't. We don't even lock our cars at night in some cases. Now, these crimes of opportunity, I'm curious, is this just somebody drives by and says, oh, there's a shot, and then they go for it, or is this they've trolled the neighborhood beforehand? What kind of person is it that does that? Do they seek that out ahead of time, or is it just one of those instincts that, okay, I'm going to grab this?
Well, what I've often found in my years of doing this is that often the thief drives to the area with the intent to commit crimes, and they just see crimes of opportunity, just like it sounds. So our job at the police department and the community job is to take away those opportunities.
Right.
If there's nothing visible in your car and your car is locked, well, that opportunity is gone for that person, and so they move on. So that's our job, is to work together to remove those opportunities so they'll go somewhere else where those opportunities are more bountiful. Okay. So that's really what we see.
Okay. All right. What we're seeing in the city, and again, the farmers market wanted to reopen. We're seeing a lot of locals. They're jogging. They're doing. Are you noticing social distancing? And if you're not noticing social distancing, have we cited anyone for not social distancing or not masking in a store or anything? Has anyone been cited for that yet?
No, we haven't. We've really adopted a posture of education. Okay. Thus far. Not everyone has been privy to all of the updates or the city manager's emergency order regarding face covering. So we're really trying to do a really good job of educating on the front end. All of our police officers, we've put 20 cloth masks in the glove compartments of their vehicles. So if they see someone without a mask, or there's some conflict at a store because the person doesn't have a mask and they want to go in, we're going to provide them with a cloth mask so that they can do the things that they need to do. And we've been really, really education-based so far. But as we move forward, and as you know, and we are going to start flying onto the side of enforcement when that becomes necessary.
Okay.
Because sometimes it's just outright defiant.
Right. I love the fact that you're carrying masks in the car. What a great idea! What a fantastic idea that is.
Captain, we really want to be helpful. We want to be part of the solution. You know, so not part of the problem. We want to be helpful and provide people the things they need to be safe.
Fantastic. Captain Rachel Johnson, as always, we love having you on and we love these updates. Is there anything you'd like to tell the community before we head out?
Absolutely. First, thank you for having me. I really enjoy this opportunity to speak with you and speak with the community. Second, I just want to continue to express my gratitude to the community for all of the support that they have given us. All, and some of that support is saying thank you or honking and waving when you see us. And some of that support is simply adhering to the social and physical distancing requirements, and doing the things that they can do, be part of the team that keeps our community safe. So thank you. Continue to stay safe and call us if you need anything.
Captain Rachel Johnson, on behalf of the city, thank you for your service. Laguna Beach Police Department's Captain Rachel Johnson, we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Stay safe, please.
You too.
Thanks.